They've learned from the Nitzvah's Chaim Luzer from Shai Moshe, and then the old Rivka Bas Moshe Israel. It's just for Shlema Chaim Moshe and Malki Anderson and Sarah Malkalea Bas Rivka Gittel, Miriam Bracham Bas Sarah Malka. It's just for all those in and around Yonasim and Sarah. It's just for all those in and around there. It's Israel. So we're holding Simon Kuf Tzadik Aleph. We are up to Siv Gimel. We'll finish up to Simon. Actually, a very important last Sif over here is very important. Halacha, also lasis malacha b'ayde mevarach. Why are you benching and not allowed to do any malacha while you're benching? B'chein hulel seif simen kuf pei gimel. We learned that as well in simen kuf pei gimel. We'll see more about that momentarily. Says the Mishnah Berurah, also lasis malacha nei shenirik mevarach b'derech arei mikra. If you start doing things while you're benching, it looks like okay by chance I'm benching. It's a derech mikra. It's not something that's important to you. Even to do something simple, you're not allowed to do in the middle. He explains over here, he says, what is the Benish Chai? He gives a couple of examples of what is Tashmish Kal that he's telling us, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us you're not allowed to do during benching. Kegoin, it's not mage items. Menagiv Yadiv, you're not allowed to dry your hands, right? Loivish Mabushai, putting on your coat. Is vain of just signaling with your eyes, or kurtz besvasa vimoylu betzvasa, if you're signaling with your fingers, right? He brings down over here from others, cleaning up the table, cleaning off dishes. You know, you start stacking the dishes while you're benching. All those things are things that you're not allowed to do in the middle of benching. Certainly, you can't do something you have to concentrate on, right? You can't try to multitask during benching. But even something that really requires no concentration, you're going to start gathering up the plates around the table, motioning to the people, you know, pass these things up to me. You're not allowed to do during benching. The Kasav Atash, yes, it's Osha Loila Ayin Afil B'Divrei Torah, B'Shoshim V'Aracha B'Birchas HaMazin. You shouldn't even think of a Torah. Gizeh Moira, El HaYoysa B'Birchas HaMazin, Etzei Rak Al Tzad HaMikra. It's not, man, it just happens to be. I'm benching now. It's not an important thing to me. Not only Birch Samazin, who I didn't kishayisik, but Tfilo, when you're davening, or Be'ezer Bracha, Cheres, any other Bracha, V'zeh Niklal, V'mayma Tereseini, V'im Telechi Mikari, it says by the Teichicha, if you're going to go with me, Bekari, which means lay the game, but over here means Mikra, you're treating, and it's a scary analogy, that you're treating your mitzvahs like Mikra, just something that happened to come my way. You're swatting away a fly or something. I had to take care of it now. Shouldn't just be something that's just something, a side thing that we have to get done right now. As we sell, and the Ramah tells us, as we sell, said, sorry, Simin Kuf Pe Gimel, El Deshamer Shemikoidim Hislam Alach, Kamer Shemikoidim Hislam Alach, Hihi. There he's talking about that you started work doing something beforehand and now you want to bench a dav, and here it's the other way around. But either way, it's the exact same Halacha. Okay, moving into Simon Kuf Tzadik Beis, we're up to Bircha Zimun B'Shleish HaBasarim. The start, the rules over here of Zimun, most of the stuff we know, but very important halachas. Hayu HaMisubin Shleish. There were three people sitting around the table eating. Chayav B'Zimun. They're chayav to have Zimun. What is Zimun? So the Mechaber tells us, one of them says, Nevarech Shachal Mishaloi. Let's bench to the one that we ate his food. The other two guys answer, we'll see, it doesn't really mean bless, means Baruch, he is the one who gives blessing, and with his goodness, we survive. Now the guy leading responds, the one who he is the source of blessing that gives us, and with his goodness, we ate. So that so far. Now, the only thing we didn't see over here so far is the Rabbi Sayin Nevarech or the Rabbi Sayin Valenbenchen. We'll see where that came into play momentarily. Okay, and then they continue, Baruch HaShem, and then you continue with benching. So that is the basic Zimun, something that I think we all knew, but we saw the back and forth. The Imheim Arba, if there's four people, Yachaloymar, Baruchu Shachal Mishalai, instead of saying Nevarech, which means less us bench, Baruchu means the leader is telling the three bench, because you need three together benching. So when it's three people, I have to say Nevarech, let us bench. When it's one plus three, I can say Baruch. However, you should always say Nevarech, because just like I just explained, if I'm saying Nevarech, That means let us. If I say Baruch Hu, let you. So why am I excluding myself from the benching just because there's four people? So you're always better off to say the same Navarro. So before we go further, we're now going, the Mechaber is now going to turn to how it works when there's 10 people. Before we go further, let's see the Mishabura up until this part. Three people's Chayavim, they have to prepare themselves and to attach themselves, be mitzaref themselves. Brichasam, dear Baruchah, Belashan Rabbim, in a Lashon of Rabbim, Dehenu, Sheechad Yoimen, Nevarech, Shechalnu, one of them should say, let us bench that we ate from his. So you have to combine, by benching, we're combining our brachas together. Ba'asvach Rabban Makra, there's a smacht on a pasuk, the ksiv, Godly Lishamitu, let us raise, let us elevate Hashem, make Hashem great. Unuraimimah, let us elevate Shema Yachdav together. The Mashmash Echad Godlu, one of them says to the other two, let's do it together. Inami another pasuk. Kishem call out in Hashem's name, we'll bring greatness to Hashem. The Kolshkinim there's more people come as the Mechaber will continue to explain. The Varik. Bizayer is here. Now here we're going to get into why do we say Rabbi Samivel and Benchin. So till now, according to Mechaber, just to recap, we start off instead of Rabbi Samivel and Benchin, right? We just start off. One of them says Nevarach Lelakenu Nevarach Shachal Mishalai, right? We don't we. So it doesn't start. Rabbi Samivel and Benchin. He Shem Hashem Nevarach Matvadelim Bishus Nevarach Rabbanon. Rabbi saying Nevarach Shachal Mishalai. Mechaber just started with Nevarach Shachal Mishalai. Right, so in the Zohar it says that before you bench, 10 give us the cup and we shall bench. Or let's go get together and bench. Why? When you're going to do something with kedusha, we learned this already. It's not just enough to go right into it and do it. You're supposed to have a preparation, a hazmana. And preferably before you do it, you extend the kedusha. So therefore, what do we do about this? So sometimes people say havlan unavarech. Give me when you have a benching, when you have a kais, you say havlan unavarech. Give me the cup, and we'll bench, and then they go into the benching. However, therefore, in the Hagen line in Meloshin Askenaz, we were noyik to say Rabbi Sai Mevelim Benchin the Hain Oinim Hishem Hashem Mevarech Matayim. So the first part of the Zimun, you have to know what we're doing. The first part, the Rabbi Sai Mevelim Benchin, and the people responding back Hishem Hashem Mevarech Mayatav Adaylam. That is our preparation. We're saying Hashem, I am preparing myself. I'm getting my mindset, like we said even before. Before davening, right? The Shem Svasei Tiftach. That wasn't part of davening. That was you're getting your mind. You're getting ready. You're gonna go daven. Here, I'm getting ready. I'm gonna go do Zeman in order that I can bench. That is the Rabbi Samivel bench and the Hishem Hashem the Varech Madaylam. Now, Bahu Chayz Va'ayimah Chayinu, right? The Vetuvah Chayinu. Some people say Amen, whether or not Yeshdeis, but according to a minik Shaloi Lanis, our minik is not to say it. Other people do have a minik, yes, to say it. Okay. We said the nusach is and then we continue with the benching. Baruch Ata Hashem Lekein Machal. Mashmi said the Lo Yoyim Baruch Uber Shemai. It seems to Mechaba they did not say Baruch Uber Shemai between the benching and between the Zimun and the benching. Yes, Paisim Kasu Loyim. There are those who say you should say Baruch Uber Shemai. V'chein Aminik. There are those there is the Minik. I've seen some people do, some people don't. I'm Magen Avram. Sharachayin Hakapanim Lo Shayich Zeh the Yochid V'gam Ashloi Shalayim Azurak Mavarach V'Loi Shnayim Hamizamnim Imay. The Baruch Hu V'Shemai should only, even if your minig is to say Baruch Hu V'Shemai, should only be said by the guy leading the benching, not by each individual. We then said that if you have four, you can say Baruch Hu instead of Nevarech. So, and we explained it why, but let's see it inside of Mishnah Berurah. Yachalayim Baruch Hu Kevim Shem Shleisha, since it's three people, Uru'uyim Levarech B'Shoin Rabban B'Ladei, they would really be able to bench without him. Avol B'Shnayim Lo Yachalayim Baruch Hu Rak Nevarech. When there's two, when there's three total, one plus those other two, you have to say Nevarach. Even if you said Baruch Hu when there's only two, it is it's okay again. Okay? Now. Okay, that's all the Mishnah Berurah till where we're up to. So let's go a little bit further in the Mechaber. V'im hei masara, if there's 10 people, tzarech lahaskes Hashem, then you say Hashem's name. She'ayim in the varech, eloikeinu, shachal namishaloi. Okay, they reply back, Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Mishalayim. Okay, the Nusach is very well known. Ein Laima Nevarech Leilokeinu, Belamed. You don't say, Mishabur will tell us why. You don't say Nevarech Leilokeinu, you say Nevarech Elokeinu Shachal Mishalayim. Bein Shiyasar Emeo Yelofei Riba, doesn't make Kachem Avarechim, doesn't make a difference if there's 11, 100, 1,000, or 10,000. The Nusach of the benching does not change once you hit 10. If you change, I'm benching Hashem for the food. And Mishabur will explain all of these, why there are problems. To the one that I ate. He writes, you say, I'm going through quickly because we're going to explain each one. Instead of he says, the guy is a boar. Simple mashmaris, the word boar is translated in English as a boar. So you understand what that guy is. So let's see the Mishabur is going to explain all of these, why you should say it. So number one, we said Balamed. You don't say Nevarech Leilokeinu. You say Nevarech Elokeinu. The Gabra Bracha like Ksiv Lamed. The Ksiv Baruchu Amim Elokeinu. We don't say when the Torah tells us, you don't say Elokeinu. Now what, there's another pshat brought down over here. I just want to make sure that I give it to you correctly. A little bit more of an explanation why we don't say Leilokeinu. Okay, so the Shevet HaLevi, I just want to see what it is. The Shevet HaLevi says that if I say Leilokeinu, okay, oh. He says as follows, that the Rav spoke about this many times. What is the word Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu? Baruch is you are the source of you are the bricha, you are the flow, the source of blessing to us. We are not saying, when we say a bracha, very common mistake, we're not saying Baruch Ata Hashem, I'm blessing you, right? You can say thank you Hashem, Ma'idim Anachni Lach, I'm thanking you, but Hashem doesn't need our blessing. When we say Baruch Ata Hashem, we've gone through this many times, it's Baruch Ata Hashem, you are our source of blessing. So we say, Nevarech Elokeinu Shachal Mishalai, Nevarech, you are the one that gave us blessing, Elokeinu, our God, Shachal Mishalai, we ate from Uvetuvah, and from Yigud Yitzchayinu, we live. But if I say Nevarech Leilokeinu, means that would touch Nevarech, let me give blessing, Leilokeinu, to our God. So that's why the Lamed would be inappropriate, okay? Then we say, then we said that if there are people who say Al Hamazon Shachalnu, the Mashmah Nevarech LaBalabai Samachilai. When we say Nevarech, remember with three, we're not even saying we don't even have Elokeinu, right? So Baruch Shachalnu Mishaloi V'Tuvachina. What if I say Baruch Shachalnu Al Hamazon Shachalnu Mishaloi for the food? People think that you're benching your host, right? But we're not. We're benching the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Ilu Rachmaniv, I'm benching Hashem. Lamihi maskem mazon, but loy mazon yeshav levarachiv. It's Hashem. Who do I have to thank? The host for the food he gave me. Rabbeinu Shalom, I got to thank for everything, all the goodness. So if you would start limiting it down, thank you for the food. People are going to think you're thanking the Rabbeinu. You're thanking your host. Lemi shachalnu mishaloi. We also said don't say that to the one that I ate from his. The mashu the rabbim him. It means that there's many. I want to thank the one that gave me food. Right. Separately, I got to thank somebody else who gave me kayach. I got to thank somebody else who gave me health, right? It's not. There's only one being, or Rabbeinu Shalom, that we thank. Zezon Ezev, Zezon Ezev. I'm thanking the one that fed me. You're thanking the one that fed you. V'dvarfim mevarach labalabayis v'gami tuvay perish. Mishum, v'gami mituvay. Why don't we say, why does he say, ivetuvay chayinu, not mituvay? It's awesome. That is like saying in mituve, we live from his goodness. He only gives us a little part of his goodness he gives us. Mituve, me means from, a portion of. Ivetuve means in his goodness we live, which means everything he does for us. The mashmah David Mut, kedai chayim. V'tam shaloi loy mechayim. Why do we say chayinu, not chayim? The mashmah mitzay atzmai menaklal. Uvetuve Chayinu means we live. Ivetuvei chaya means that's who you guys live with, but we're not. I'm saying the bracha, Ivetuvei chayinu, that's what we all live. So we all have the nusach in the bench, we all know the nusach, but now at least we have a little bit of an understanding in the words of the nusach. We understand what the Rabbi Simon mentioned, the Hishem Hashem Avarach, that is not really part of the Zimun. That is part of your mindset of preparing yourself for the Zimun, then comes the Zimun, and then comes the benching. And we'll continue in Sif further on in Sif Aleph tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.